Welcome to Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Gunnar Henderson. Batting second. The catcher, Adley Rutschman. Batting third. The third baseman, Jordan Westberg. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Cedric Mullins. Batting fifth. The designated hitter, Ryan O'Hearn. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tyler O'Neill. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Heston K. Gerstad. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Ryan Mountcastle. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jackson Holliday. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dean Kremer. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jonathan India. Batting second. The shortstop, Bobby Witt. Batting third. The first baseman, Vinny Pasquantino. Batting fourth. The catcher, Salvador Perez. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Michael Massey. Batting sixth. The designated hitter, Kevin Biggio. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Michael Garcia. Batting eighth. The right fielder, MJ Melendez. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Kyle Isbell. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Seth Lugo. And now, play ball. Gunnar Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Henderson hits a line drive towards short. Witt makes the catch for the out. One out. Adley Rutschman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Rutschman hits a line drive, base hit into left field. Jordan Westberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Westberg hits a fly ball towards center. Isbell makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cedric Mullins is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mullins hits a fly ball towards right. Melendez is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jonathan India is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. India hits a fly ball towards right. O'Neill is there to make the catch. One out. Bobby Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a ball towards third. Westberg can't make the play in time. Witt gets a base hit. Vinny Pasquantino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasquantino hits a fly ball towards left. K. Gerstad makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Salvador Perez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Perez hits a fly ball into left center field. That will be extra bases. Perez is safe at second with a double. Witt scores. It's 1-0, Royals. Michael Massey batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Massey hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Perez moves to third. Kevin Biggio is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Biggio softly hits a ground ball towards the mound. Kremer throws to first, and Biggio is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ryan O'Hearn is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. That is ball four. O'Hearn is on with a walk. Tyler O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. O'Neill is safe at second with a double. O'Hearn moves to third. Heston K. Gerstad is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. K. Gerstad hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. O'Hearn scores. It's Orioles, 1, Royals, 1. Tag play challenged by BAL manager, Brandon Hyde original call upheld upon review. Ryan Mountcastle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mountcastle hits a ground ball towards third. Garcia has it, but juggles the ball. Mountcastle reaches on the error. Kjærstad scores. It's 2-1, Orioles. Jackson Holliday batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Holliday hits a ground ball towards first. There's the throw to Lugo covering, and Holliday is out. Mountcastle moves to third. 2 outs. Gunnar Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Henderson is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Michael Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Garcia hits a line drive deep towards right. O'Neill is there to make the catch. 1 out. MJ Melendez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Melendez hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Melendez is out. 2 outs. Kyle Isbell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Isbell hits a fly ball towards right. O'Neill is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Adley Rutschman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rutschman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rutschman hits a ground ball towards the mound. Lugo throws to first, and Rutschman is out. 1 out. Jordan Westberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Westberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Westberg is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Cedric Mullins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mullins is 0-for-1 in the game. Mullins hits a line drive into left center field. That will be extra bases. Mullins is safe at second with a double. Ryan O'Hearn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. O'Hearn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, O'Hearn hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and O'Hearn is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jonathan India is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. India is 0-for-1 in the game. India hits a fly ball towards left. Kjærstad makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bobby Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Witt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Witt hits a line drive deep towards left. Kjærstad makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Vinny Pasquantino is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pasquantino is 0-for-1 in the game. Pasquantino hits a fly ball towards right. O'Neill is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Tyler O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. O'Neill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. O'Neill softly hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and O'Neill is out. 1 out. Heston Kjærstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kjærstad is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kjærstad hits a line drive, base hit into center field. Ryan Mountcastle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mountcastle is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Mountcastle hits a ground ball to third. There's the throw to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Salvador Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Perez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Perez hits a ground ball towards short. Henderson is there, but bobbles the ball. Perez reaches on the error. Perez is on first. Michael Massey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Massey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Massey strikes out swinging. 1 out. Kevin Biggio is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Biggio is 0-for-1 in the game. Biggio hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Perez moves to second. Michael Garcia is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Perez moves to third. Biggio moves to second. Michael Garcia is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Perez scores. Biggio scores. It's 3-2, Royals. MJ Melendez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Melendez is 0-for-1 in the game. Melendez hits a line drive towards right. O'Neill is there to make the catch. 2 outs. Kyle Isbell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Isbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Isbell hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Garcia moves to third. Jonathan India is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. India is 0-for-2 in the game. India hits a fly ball towards left. Kjerstad makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackson Holliday is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Holliday is 0-for-1 in the game. Holliday hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Holliday is out. 1 out. Gunnar Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Adley Rutschman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rutschman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rutschman hits a fly ball towards center. Isbell makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles 2. The Royals will come to bat. Bobby Witt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Witt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Witt hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Witt is out. 1 out. Vinny Pasquantino is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Pasquantino is 0-for-2 in the game. Pasquantino hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Salvador Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 0 strikes. Perez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Perez hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Pasquantino moves to second. Gregory Soto replaces Dean Kremer as pitcher. Michael Massey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Massey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Massey hits a ground ball towards first. Mountcastle throws to second to get Perez. Pasquantino moves to third. Massey is on first. 2 outs. Mark Kenha pinch hits for Kevin Biggio batting 6th. Mark Kenha is at the plate with a count of no balls and 0 strikes. Kenha hits a ground ball towards short. Henderson throws to second to get Massey. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jordan Westberg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Westberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Westberg hits a line drive, softly, back to the mound. Lugo makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cedric Mullins is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mullins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Mullins hits a fly ball towards right. Melendez is there to make the catch. 2 outs. Ryan O'Hearn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. O'Hearn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. O'Hearn hits a ground ball towards first. Pasquantino fields it and makes the out, unassisted. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles 2. The Royals will come to bat. Michael Garcia is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Garcia is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Garcia strikes out swinging. 1 out. MJ Melendez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Melendez is 0 for 2 in the game. Melendez hits a fly ball towards right. O'Neill is there to make the catch. 2 outs. Kyle Isbell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Isbell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Isbell hits a ground ball towards first. There's the throw to Soto covering, and Isbell is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Hunter Harvey replaces Seth Lugo as pitcher. Tyler O'Neill is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. O'Neill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. O'Neill hits a fly ball towards right. Melendez is there to make the catch. 1 out. Heston Kjerstad is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kjerstad is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kjerstad is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Ryan Mountcastle is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mountcastle is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Mountcastle strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles 2. The Royals will come to bat. Seranthony Dominguez replaces Gregory Soto as pitcher. Jonathan India is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. India is 0 for 3 in the game. That is ball 4. India is on with a walk. Tyler Tolbert pinch runs for Jonathan India batting first. Bobby Witt is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Tolbert, and he's safe at second with a stolen base. Bobby Witt is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Witt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Witt strikes out swinging. 1 out. Vinny Pasquantino is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pasquantino is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pasquantino hits a pop-up towards short. Henderson makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Salvador Perez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes Tolbert, and he's safe at third with a stolen base. Salvador Perez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Perez is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Perez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Lucas Urseg replaces Hunter Harvey as pitcher. MJ Melendez moves from right fielder to left fielder. Tyler Tolbert moves from pinch runner to right. Jackson Holliday is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Holliday is 0 for 2 in the game. Elder. Holliday hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Holliday is out. 1 out. Gunnar Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Henderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Henderson hits a ball towards second. Massey can't make the play in time. Henderson gets a base hit. Adley Rutschman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rushman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rushman hits a ground ball towards the mound. There's the throw to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles 2. The Royals will come to bat. Cyanel Perez replaces Seranthony Dominguez as pitcher. Michael Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Massey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Massey hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Massey is out. One out. Mark Kenha is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kenha is 0-for-1 in the game. Kenha hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Kenha is safe at second with a double. Michael Garcia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Garcia is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Garcia hits a ground ball into left field. That will be extra bases. Garcia is safe at second with a double. Kenha scores. It's 4-2, Royals. MJ Melendez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There goes Garcia, and he's safe at third with a stolen base. MJ Melendez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Melendez is 0-for-3 in the game. Melendez is hit by the pitch. Melendez is on first. Kyle Isbell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Isbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Isbell hits a ball towards first. Mountcastle makes a fielder's choice. Garcia scores. Melendez moves to second. Isbell is on first. 2 outs. It's 5-2, Royals. Tyler Tolbert is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tolbert softly hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Tolbert is out. Melendez moves to third. Isbell moves to second. 2 outs. Bobby Witt is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Witt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Witt is walked intentionally, and takes first base. Vinny Pasquantino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasquantino is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Pasquantino hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Melendez scores. Isbell scores. Witt scores. It's 8-2, Royals. Salvador Perez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Perez is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Perez strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Stratton replaces Lucas Urcic as pitcher. Jordan Westberg is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Westberg is 0-for-3 in the game. Westberg hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Westberg is out. 1 out. Cedric Mullins batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mullins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. That is ball 4. Mullins is on with a walk. Ryan O'Hearn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. O'Hearn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. O'Hearn hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and O'Hearn is out. Mullins moves to second. 2 outs. Tyler O'Neill is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. O'Neill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. O'Neill strikes out swinging. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 8, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City.